You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SME of the Week is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Start out or scale up with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
It is SME of the Week time, and we get to spotlight small businesses and showcase those businesses to you, our SAFM community. This week's small business is a company called Cloudy Deliveries. I'm joined on the line by the company's co-founder, Sive Gabuko, to take a look at that business and get a sense of what it is that they do. Sive, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Cloudy Deliveries. What is it that you guys do? I'm guessing you're in the delivery game.
Yes. Hi. Hello, Jimmy. Hope you're good. Yes, we are a delivery service in logistics space. We do deliveries for local restaurants, for supermarkets, and just other general stores within the community. And we use bicycles, so our service is similar to Uber, to your Uber.
How did this business come about, Sive?
So how the business came about was when my partner, Colin, when he was at home, he was studying, doing his schoolwork, and he wanted to get some stuff from the store. And, you know, he thought it would be great if you are doing something, you are focusing on whatever you're doing, whether you're cooking, and you just want to focus, and you can be able to send someone to the store, and or wherever you want to send them, give them a list, and they can go and get it for you and bring it at your doorstep. And we thought, you know, bicycles would be great for efficiency. And this was in 2020, right before the COVID started.
How did you navigate COVID, Sive? Surely that must have been a challenging time as a new business.
Yes, of course, it was. I mean, when COVID hit, because when we started, we really had no clue, you know, it was going to be a thing. And when COVID hit, it also affected us as well, like everyone else, especially for a small business like us as we're starting. So it really became a huge problem. But at the early stages, we quickly, you know, realized that this was another huge opportunity for us. So instead of closing down, we tried to get a permit from the government, which we managed to get. And that permit had allowed us to operate like other essential businesses. And that's really where our business started to catch traction. People started using our service a lot at the time. And especially, you know, knowing that a lot of people are losing their jobs at that time, and for us to have this business, this project to work forward to look towards every day, really meant a lot for us, for the guys that we worked with, and being able to put some food on the table.
Sive, take me through the balance between logistics and groceries. I mean, from a business perspective, you touched on how the business was built, but I know that along the way, delivering parcels also became part of Cloudy Deliveries' identity. Take me through how easy it was or how difficult it might have been to add that and to pivot into offering more services.
Yeah. Our main objective, you know, was mainly to deliver parcels for customers, groceries from supermarkets to their homes. But we had seen that people were starting to request us to do certain things for them, and it became something common when someone is asking you, can you go do this, can you take this parcel and deliver it there? And that allowed us to actually see that, oh, there's actually more we can offer instead of just sticking to one thing. And that's where we saw, okay, let's expand our services and do errands for customers instead of just doing grocery delivery. We deliver their packages, we deliver their laundry to the laundry store, and we also now go into supermarkets to do their shopping for them. So it's not just collecting the shopping from the store. The customer can be able to send us to the supermarkets, and we do their entire groceries and deliver to their home.
Siva, how do you build trust with your customers? I can imagine that becomes very important when you are doing something on behalf of someone, especially if those tasks involve financial remunerations. How do you maintain trust with your clients, and how do you operate from a business perspective where it relates to these transactions?
Yes, that's really important. Trust is really important.
And one of the ways that we do it, we, for example, with the brand that we've built throughout the years, people, when it's easy for them to recognize us, to feel that if anything would happen, they know exactly where to report and this issue will be solved. And the fact that we work with people from the community, and not that we're close to anyone who's outside, but when someone sees also a familiar face, that as well helps a lot. It does really build trust when you know that you know this person, they look familiar, even though you've never spoken to them. And the brand that we've built throughout the years, people are able to trust us and know exactly where to find us if anything would happen. And customer service is really, really important. And customer service really comes in when things go bad, and that's with after a horrible experience with the customer, and you are able to solve that issue, that's where they start actually to really, really trust you.
Siva, take us through what lies ahead for the business. I see you guys have some good affiliations and partners that you collaborate with. Take us through how you're growing the business and taking it to its next chapter.
We would really love to take what we have here in Langa and find ways to cut and paste it into other locations, whether it's in the city, the suburban areas, but we really want to be intentional into moving into townships that are just like Langa, because that's where we know we'll have a huge impact, where this kind of service is really, really not available in these type of townships. And as well as you mentioned, to try and find ways to partner as much as we can with other bigger companies where we can be their last mile deliveries,
especially for townships, because most people don't receive, even the big companies don't deliver in these townships. You'd have to go collect your parcel at a local police station or something like that. But if we would get the chance to actually partner with these big companies, and it would really help us a lot as well to grow the business.
Siva, what's the best part about running a township business? What do you enjoy the most in you and your team?
What we enjoy the most is,
knowing that you have an impact within the space that you operate in. You have a huge positive impact. And as well as working with the people that we work with, working with the community that we work with, really does bring joy to us. And when you know that you really have an impact, not just in someone else's life, but in their family as well, that really does bring joy to us.
Siva, before I let you go, where do people get hold of your business? Give us the details around where you guys are based, located. Give us all the online information, how people reach out to you if they want to make use of your services.
Yeah.
One of the ways they're able to, you can find us on
our social media platforms, LinkedIn,
Facebook, Instagram. It's all cloud deliveries. And as well as on our WhatsApp, bot. Which we use to receive deliveries, and that number is 068-057-9223. And if anyone would love to contact us for any partnership, they can contact us on that number, as well as on 061-408-1190. But even contacting us on social media, we always respond on any message.
All the best to you, Siva, and your partners. Nice to see a business starting out and not being afraid to grow. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Siva Kabuko, the co-founder of Cloudy Deliveries, joining us for our SME of the Week. Inspired by the SME of the Week?
Start your own business or scale up and save up to 50% on fees with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're running a business, you know the sound. That's growth. Another customer. Money in the bank. Why should your business slow down for your bank? With Capitec Business, it doesn't. You get lower fees, faster credit approvals, and bankers who know your business. Now that's progress. Bank on better with Capitec Business Banking. Capitec is an authorized credit provider. FSP 46669. Initiation, service fees, and conditions apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.